Important. Visa. Words have become to you so that they can be distributed on what you call your tapes.
Yes, true. Okay. If you read them again and again, and find them interesting time after time.
Therefore, no apology is needed. I am only too happy to wait for you. It has been most interesting to us to see how you have reacted in many ways to my words spoken previously. We have watched you reread and, might I say, understand with more vision the words that have been given to you.
That's true.
This evening we will have some questions, but before we do so, might I speak with you briefly about what you call karma? There are so many different viewpoints in your world, as there are on so many of your topics about spirituality. So much is written, so much has been spoken, that I feel that for you, my dear friends, we need to discuss it but briefly. Would anyone wish to say how they feel karma presents itself to you?
Excuse me, an understanding of things that we should have done and haven't, or gone wrong. We suddenly understand where we've gone wrong. Would that be right?
I feel that you know and understand that the laws of all existence are fair. Therefore, what you term karma is but the result of your thoughts, your words, or actions.
Is it like a consequence of wrong thinking?
It is the result of wrong thinking.
Yes, I see. So it can be either good or... It's everything.
That is something we will discuss. I believe that few of you would understand if the spirit comes to this planet, this world of education, with the karmic credit. Not much is spoken about that, because it does not happen so often, but it exists. I am sure that some of you will be aware of people in this world, and oftentimes you hear the words, they are too good for this world.
Yes.
You understand where I am taking you.
Yes.
There are very few individuals on this planet who have karmic credit. But it has been their choice to reincarnate into physical life in order that they continue to bring love and grace to many more people.
So those people who've come back with karmic credit are probably those that have not come maybe to help themselves, but to help just to help others.
Yes, their journey to this planet is unselfish. There would be no need for them to return to have another lifetime here, but it is their choice.
Does that apply to children as well, if they go early? If they don't get to adults?
It can do, but I would say mainly the choice would be to have some degree of living on this planet.
Just that I'd heard someone had a child that died at 3.5 years of age, and, he said she was almost too good to stay, but this was coming from the parents.
Yes, we hear this earthly expression so often, but remember it is clouded by the emotions of those around and may not necessarily be the case. Let us speak a little about karma, as you probably know and understand it to be. Do you assume that karmic debt always follows a previous lifetime? What is your understanding of that?
I think we can accumulate karma in this lifetime as well. I'm sure if we had a karmic debt from previous life, we're living a different life now, so I would think we could pay it back in a different way if we can get this one on.
Yes, let me say this to you, my dear friends. The life that you lead on this earth shows no indication of any karmic debt that you may have accrued. Someone who would seem to have a perfect life could indeed owe karmic debt. But it is not always the case that those debts need to be repaid in this lifetime. Therefore, I say to you, and this is one of the misconceptions that you human beings have, karmic debt must be balanced, but it does not necessarily follow that it is in the next reincarnation. As long as the debt, as you call it, is repaid, and I use these words because they are words of understanding for you all, I would prefer to say rebalance the spirit. That is a much kinder way to describe it.
Yes.
But we will use the word debt for the purpose of understanding.
Is it necessary that to no longer need an earthly lifetime karmic debt? I've muddled myself up with my question, I'll start again. Is it possible to not need a future lifetime?
That is what we have just spoken of.
To not need a future lifetime, you must be balanced.
Yes.
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 Balancing equates chronological.
Yes.
What I would say to you, my dear friends, is this, that karmic debt, which is created in the life that you lead now, can also be repaid, if you like, in this lifetime. But that is not always the way, because those people who attract karma to them immediately attract that debt, and they must repay almost immediately. Our spirits who have evolved over many lifetimes.
Is that the term instant karma?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is attracted to you. But the more you are evolved, the more and the sooner the karmic debt must be repaid. It is something for you to think about. We have not thought deeply enough about this imbalance. It is possible that karmic debt is repaid early in the life. And it is possible that you are then able to continue on your life's pathway and to go forward without karmic debt that has to be rebalanced at another time. Do you understand, my friends, that that is why it is difficult to call it a debt? It is not really.
How can we know if we are up to date or not with our balance?
You can by knowing yourself. When life begins to go forward, when life, I will not say becomes easy, that is not the purpose of your learning, but when your thinking is balanced, when your words are kind and your actions are good, then you walk the pathway that is free from karma. You cannot generalize, because some people will come to their lifetime with karmic debt and they will leave with that same debt. Others will free themselves from that karmic debt easily at the beginning of a lifetime, while others will partly lose that karmic debt that will evolve at the same time. There is not one generalization about karmic debt. Are you clear in your thinking?
Yes.
About this?
You did say something regarding the September 11 bombing or not bombing,
happening.
Thank you. But that was a karmic debt. Now, was that a collective?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is also something that you must take into account. Not only is there individual karmic debt, but there is collective karmic debt, such as in your continents of, say, India and Africa, where many people have suffered. All over your planet, there is suffering, which is owed to karmic debt. This is when karma becomes difficult to understand in terms of individual wrongdoing. You understand?
Yes.
I know it is not always easy to discuss these issues. But as we approach them slowly, then I know your understanding becomes greater.
So when the spiritual imbalance is rectified, you don't have your karmic debt anymore. But do you need to always do something in order to release the karma, or can it be achieved internally?
That is the way to dispel your karmic debt, is by knowing, by letting go of all that has been wrong. Your negative thought can be replaced by one of purity and love, which would balance out the negative thinking. You understand? The word that has been given in anger can be changed, can be transmuted by the word of forgiveness and love. The action must be replaced by one of goodness. It must be replaced by being sorry for that action and understanding within oneself what the soul and the spirit has done. Therefore, karma can be released in many ways. Let us give you an example. Let us take a karmic debt through illness. That person will be attracted to groups like this, or a healer, or many people who will listen and understand. Those people who offer love and support are giving out to that person in need. In that way, they help the person understand whatever fear or negativity that they are holding. Therefore, that love begins to transmute those karmic debts, because the person recognizes within himself what is wrong. Do you begin to understand?
Yes.
When you think about it, it makes sense, does it not?
Yes.
Yes. They see their own imbalance.
Yes. And once that is recognized, then there is a redressing of the imbalance within themselves. Because all karma has been created by the spirit itself. No one creates your karma. Only you can do that. So always we return to self-responsibility.
So with the collective karma, everybody has to work at releasing that debt. Is that right?
Not everyone. It can be a debt of a country, which in some way will involve all of the spirits involved, but it is slightly different. It would as a whole have to rebalance the karmic debt in a different way that an individual would. That is another subject which we will touch upon at a later date.
I was thinking it would be very difficult for the
people. Yes, it would not be sensible in that way. It would be hard to understand for you, I feel, if it was individual in that sense. I hope that it has thrown a little light onto the subject.
Sarah, can I ask a question to do with karma?
Yes, my dear.
Once I read in a book many years ago that certain birth dates carried a heavier karma with them. So presumably that wouldn't necessarily be true, or would it?
Only in as much as the soul chooses to reincarnate. The soul chooses the parents, as you know, so therefore they would choose a time and a place. Only in that way would there be any kind of connection.
More to do with time
and place? Yes. I don't feel that we can say particular times carry more karma. It is down to the individual spirit. Yes. That cannot be changed.
Yes, thank you.
Whether you are born at the beginning or the end will not change what you have to bring with you.
I suppose, going back to these people's karma credit, they can still, living here, suffer, I suppose, because is that true? They can still suffer and then grow and learn through it, can they?
I would not use the word suffer, but I would use the word grow and evolve. They obviously would have to live life as it is on this earth. But if they are free of karmic debt, then there is goodness and light within their heart and soul.
They would be very happy people.
Yes, they would be true beacons of light. But as I have said, they are few and far between.
Yes. But the masters that come back onto this earth
are karmic free. They come because they have the desire to serve the humankind. They come to help those in need, and it also helps with their evolvement also. But they have no karmic debt.
I was only thinking when Paul said about suffering, you said Jesus was a master, but he suffered in the end on the cross.
That was his choice of learning.
Right. Thank you.
I expect maybe he didn't suffer as much because he would have had such control of his mind and the pain.
We speak of something we have spoken of previously. We spoke of Jesus the Christ. Let me tell you, Jesus the Christ was one part of a soul existence where it was decided part of that unity should return to earth to teach. But in making that choice, it was also decided that he had to learn, if you like, the ways of the world. He knew before he came that that is what would happen. The choice was his alone. Have you more questions, or shall we open the questions up generally?
Okay,
I think this is something
we should be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Any general questions?
I'm not quite sure. Sorry, back to Carmen.
Yeah.
It's probably my lack of understanding here is how a region, like a geographical area, can have bad karma, karmic debt associated with it. Is this due to the behaviour of people in that area, or that this is where people with bad karma go to go through their lives, difficult lives, to help repay their karma?
Karma is not always brought with you. As our dear lady friend has said, karma can be accrued in any lifetime.
Yes.
Sometimes what happens is that a country, shall we say, abuses the nature of the land.
Yes.
Which in effect creates the suffering for all of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that imbalance in some way has to be repaid. Therefore, you may have, which you already have on this planet, trees which have been cut down.
Yes.
Which have affected weather patterns, mm-hmm. which have affected the people of those lands.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
That is but a small example.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot alter the pattern of all life without the results of those happenings. Debt is not a good word, I do not feel. It is imbalance at all times.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it would be more understandable if you would use those words. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. An imbalance is a good way, isn't it?
And whenever we're in judgment, I suppose that's when we're imbalanced.
That is why you must always be careful with your thinking. Remember, thought is retained in the ether. You cannot destroy that thought. So always he gave. I have said before that humankind at times can seem so fickle, to use one of your words. The smile can be placed upon the face, whilst deep within the heart there is anger and hatred, and so many negatives and fears. So be careful always, my dear friends, in your thinking. I have said this on many occasions, and I do not apologize for it.
You do need reminding.
Yes. I was thinking a lot of the karma imbalance is caused through greed, isn't it?
Mankind, let me say this to you, my dear friends. There are so many ways to evolve, and you have had to evolve to some degree before you decide to come to this planet. I would say that to choose to come to this planet is probably one of the highest mountains for you to climb. There are so many emotions, so much for the spirit to learn, that I would say to you that to choose to reincarnate on this earth is quite an achievement in itself. So, do not be too harsh about humankind. There is a purpose to this planet, and it is indeed a learning curve for the spirit. But you know, as I have always told you, the knowledge is within. The power is within you. Therefore, my dear friends, make use of it. After all, when you are connected to Source, do you not have all the answers to living? That is what you must keep in mind. You have the map of living before you. You know what has gone. You are not sure of your futures, because you have not asked, you have not sought. But I tell you, and I tell you here, that all of your questions, when you go within, would be answered.
One more question. It's actually from my daughter, and you said to us that your first thought was from spirit. And she said, "What if the first thought you have is a negative thought?"
Then it is not from spirit.
All right, good.
When I say the first thought, I mean the first thought of light. Any negative thought comes from fear. Remember, I have told you, there are two sources there is love and there is fear. That is, I hope, answer enough for her.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes.
Are there more questions this time? Yes. I hear your questions when I am not with you. And yet, when we come together, there is silence.
Well, I was thinking, we were talking about fear and love just not long ago, and I thought about my mother, and she gets a lot of pain and anxiety and all the rest, and that is caused through her fear, would it be? Would I be right?
Yes.
I mean, I know she's an old person, but...
Let me say this to you, my dear friend, that in these last years of her life, that has been her learning. That has been the time when she has come closest to us because of her pain.
Oh, that's comforting to know.
Pain creates within the spirit a knowledge of which was lacking beforehand. And although most humans would say, but we do not wish pain, I would say to them this, that the pain which they experience has been an opening of their spirit.
It's really comforting to know, because I find it quite difficult to cope myself with her pain, but in turn I guess that helps me as well.
You also are learning, as all of you are, in your own ways. Yes, I did not promise you that life would be an easy pathway, but each difficult step helps to create that spirit which you become, which you will take with you when you return home, when you see the wider picture of your life.
Yeah.
You will realize that each one of you had something to learn. For you, my dear friend, it has taught you much tolerance.
Yes, that's very true.
Tolerance which you would not have accepted from another direction. Yes. That is true, is it not?
Yes, very, very true.
Yes. So, when you are feeling low in spirit, then you also must go within. You must go and be replenished for your own sake.
Yeah.
And for that loved one on whom you are giving so much love.
Yeah.
Because that is what you are doing. Although you probably would say to me, that is not always how I feel. I say to you, it is done with love.
Yeah. Yes, one humanly feels rather drained at times.
Yes, that is being human.
Yeah.
But if you could see your spirit, then you would see how it grows.
Yes, I have sort of guessed that. It was helping me as well.
Yes. Again, I say to you, my dear friend, go with it.
Yes, thank you.
Sanyam, is it true that the clearer our vision and the more we attune to spirit, the easier our passage in life? Although it will never be easy all the time. Is it true to say that it's a lot easier to bear. It may not be so painful as perhaps it has been with a more limited view.
Yes. Let us say you are all but as children. Would you send a child away from you without saying to them that they must have daily contact with you in order that you may guide them, you can inform them?
Yes.
What is so different from the spirits being connected to the source of all life?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
You need to have daily contact if you wish to have direction in your life.
Yes. Yes, that's really clear. Thank you.
They are simple words, my dear friends, but if only each one of you would devote that time each day, then no matter what troubles, no matter what pitfalls in life you may encounter, you will always have that love and that ability to hope. That is the secret of life, that connection to that creative force. After all, you are part of it, therefore all knowledge is available to you.
Thank you very much for coming to see me.
I will leave you this time. I hope my words to you have brought anew to you a little more discussion for you about a subject which we have touched upon before. But I feel that each time we return to some topic, that your understanding is much greater.
Okay.
As always, I leave you, my dear friends, with my heart filled full of love for you all. I am always close by, and I will always endeavor to help you.